Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Hey, that's right. It's your girl, Kia D, holding it down for We Talk Radio Network. We are super duper excited to be back in the building, holding it down for you. Thank you all so much for hanging out with us tonight. This is After the Lights Go Out, a beautiful and amazing Wednesday night. We got a special show lined up for you tonight with some very special guests. You know how we like to do. So I don't want you to hang tight. Don't go anywhere because we're definitely going to have a good time tonight. Shout out to the incredible T. Smiley, who's holding it down with me in the studio. We should also have Fernice hanging out with us tonight in the studio. Our special guest tonight is an extraordinary group. They've got this new single entitled New New, and the name of the group is called
D-Trail.
That's right. TJ's last name, as you all know, Mr. T. Smiley, his last name is Q-Trail. So he's super excited tonight, of course. To be on interviewing these young men with us tonight. So we're really excited. We're going to have a chance to talk to them about what they do, how they do it, and we're going to talk to them about this last name situation. We might be cousins over here, might have some family over here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on this beautiful Wednesday night. Tell somebody about it. Tell them it's going down right here on We Talk Radio Network.
I've never done before. Today will be the day that I claim my space in this big old world.
No more excuses from me.
Oh, I don't know what tomorrow's gonna bring.
No more procrastinating.
No matter what, I'm gonna keep it moving, cause I like I know I should.
Today is the day that I
leave all those things behind me that are doing me no good.
No more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
right, that's right. Welcome back to the After the Lights Go Out radio show. Having an excellent time tonight, holding it down with my main man T Smiley. We're gonna go back on the air live here in just a moment. Fern, my girl, Fern is coming to the mic here in just a few moments as well. We also have these special guests, the Futrell Brothers. I'm really excited to have them on as well. An extraordinary R&B group. They are the new thing, I'm telling you. So we're really excited to have them on tonight. Do not go anywhere. We will be right back with more of the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on your favorite listening station with your favorite girl, Kia D. We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
I'm right in front of you, I'm showing all my moves. Ain't no doubt if you play the game right, you'll leave a winner, and we'll be winning. I see it in your eyes, you want me like I do, yeah. Want me like I do, yeah. It's in your eyes, but you gotta make a move before you lose all my attention tonight. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. I know you'll miss me when I'm left. You're gonna miss me when you look back, fantasize about me.
Look back, fantasize about me.
Mommy, what got your back to? Mommy, what got your back?
Don't make your move.
Mommy, what got your back to?
I'm telling you to come,
mate. Mommy, what got your back to? Baby, me, what got your back?
Don't make your move.
Mommy, what got your back to?
I'm telling you to come, mate.
Missing in action. We've been MIA for a minute. Much needed break, you know. With every job, you know, everybody, you know, every now and then you need to take a little time to yourself. And that's basically what I did. Very exciting time that I took texting myself just to make sure that, you know, all was well and I was well and I just needed some time. So, but we are back right now and we're super excited to be on live with you tonight. This is a beautiful Wednesday night. It was a beautiful day right here in Texas. It wasn't as hot as it usually is, so it looks like we might be, you know, be able to, you know, pull out some of these long sleeves and sweaters in the next couple of weeks. So probably not, huh, T-Smiley?
I doubt it. I doubt that highly. I mean, it's been 100-plus degrees. Mm. I think today, honestly, it's probably like the last 100-plus for about a week or so. Like we might be getting some rain here coming in, you know, much-needed refresher, you know what I mean? So, again, it's good to be back. Good to be back here on After the Lights Go Out. Right here on We Talk Radio Network with Miss Kia D.
That's right. That's right. Now, one of the things that we usually do on Wednesday nights is we ask you to put your kids to bed, right? Because this is, you know, an adult night. We want you adults to have fun. Go ahead and put the kids to bed. They need to be getting into bed anyway because they've got school in the morning. Shout out to all the parents who are getting their kids ready for school and holding it down, all the teachers and educators holding it down in the school system and the district and all of the, you know, custodians and counselors, everybody. Just, you know, every school bus drivers. There's a shortage for teachers everywhere. There's a shortage for school bus drivers and cafeteria workers. I mean, just about every district is, like, feeling the strain. So y'all wrap y'all's arms around these teachers. They need that love. If you're a teacher tonight, you ain't got to worry about kids tonight. There are no children here. This is a no-kid zone, and we're really excited. So we'll talk about some adult stuff. We'll keep it above the board. I got some stuff I want to talk about tonight. And we've got this amazing guest. Well, these amazing guests, the Futuro Brothers that are, you know, will be joining us tonight. And if they don't make it, you know, we'll get them rescheduled. You know how we do. Sometimes people show up. Sometimes they don't. Either way, we'll get them back on the schedule. So we do have a full lineup, by the way. Let me just tell you guys this month, starting tonight with the Futrell Brothers. And then that goes all the way till the end of the month. But on Saturday at 10 a.m., it is Mavis Swan Poole. Mavis Poole, of course, has been a guest on the network before. She was actually featured on either Key of the Unplug or After the Lights Go Out, one of the two. But she has a new single called The Assignment, and she'll be featured this weekend on the Cave Radio Show, as well as Mickey Howard. Mickey Howard is going to be here next Wednesday night at 8 p.m. New single, Throw It Away. It is going down, I'm telling you. And then on next Saturday, Ellison Kendrick is going to be here. He's got a new single, It Got It Going On. And then on the 31st, we've got Frankie McComb. And then on September the 10th, which is the Cave Radio Show, we've got Nicholas Cole. And then the Wednesday, September 14th, Wade C. Long. So it's going down all month long. So we're really, really excited about it. So I'm telling you, y'all stick with We Talk Radio Network. We've got some amazing shows as well as some super duper fabulous radio personalities right here on the network. T. Smiley has an extraordinary show called The Cave Radio Show. I'm going to let him give you a little bit of information about that show. And then I'm going to go into a news story. As a matter of fact, before I do that, I got to wait on my girl Fernice to get here. Then I'm going to go into this news story. But tell them a little bit about your show that comes on every Saturday.
Yes, so my show that comes on every Saturday is The Cave Radio Show, hosted by your boy, T. Smiley. You know, we you know, it's getting ready to be sports season, man. Football, I heard preseason football is underway, and we're getting ready to be in the regular season, as well as we're looking at a few trades in the NBA. Still got our fingers crossed on a couple of them. We ain't going to talk about them now because this ain't my show, but it's all good.
All
we need to know is tune in Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for The Cave Radio Show with your boy T. Smiley. It goes down, man. We have a good time. And it's an hour show, but, you know, if it's good conversation and, you know, we rocking and vibing, you know, we'll extend the time just a little bit so we can have some fun and make sure y'all voices are heard right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yep.
Boom. got a lot of great men that tune in and that participate as cavemen on the Cave Radio Show. So y'all check that out on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure y'all follow us on all of our social media platforms and our YouTube channel. Big YouTube push. Go join our YouTube channel. You're going to absolutely love it. Shout out to the team behind the scenes doing great things. We truly, truly appreciate each of you for making it happen. Mitchell Ayed and Ann and all of the other team members that are just doing super fabulous. So really excited about all the new stuff that's happening for We Talk Radio Network for 2022 and for 2023. We've been wanting to take it to new levels, and we are in the process of continuing to do that. So y'all stick around with us, and we're going to show everybody here exactly what We Talk Radio Network is all about. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more of the After the Lights Go Out radio show on your favorite station, We Talk Radio. Yeah.
Like we roomies in the same crib, get a favor? You want me long and I pick up the lately you've been full of me.
Right here on We Talk Radio Network. It is After the Lights Go Out, your favorite listening station. I got my main man, T. Smiley, holding it down right here on the ones, twos, and sometimes threes. What's up, T. Smiley?
What's up? Listen, I'm holding it down all the time. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I hold it down, dog. I hold it down. No, man, listen, this has been a great show. We'll definitely have the Free Trails. We'll definitely have them back on one of these shows, man.
Right.
Definitely want to hear their story, hear about them. And I was reading something in this show that they were originally from St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I just want to throw this out there that I do have family in St. Louis.
Wow.
With the future of last name. So I'm hoping it's a connection there, you know what I'm saying? I don't want nothing. I just want to be able to be and say, hey, they're my cousins. They're my cousins. But nah, man, it's cool, man. It's very that last name is very unique. So, yeah, it's very interesting to hear their story and to get them back on. So hopefully, you guys will be hearing from the Futrails here soon.
Really, what I actually am going to try and do next time is try and get them on a Saturday morning, get them on the Cave Radio Show. Specifically your show, you know what I'm saying? For those of you who are just tuning in, we had special guests that were scheduled to be here tonight. It's an R&B group called Futrail, and they're four brothers, absolutely amazing, out of St. Louis, living in L.A. right now, doing amazing things. They've done so many amazing things and worked with so many people. It's crazy. TJ, of course, T. Smiley, his last name is Futrail, and of course their name, last name is Futrail. So we're going to make that connection, get them back on. I want to introduce an incredible young lady. Y'all know her. She is one of our Hot Topic panelists right here on We Talk Radio Network. Really lively, funky, funny, full of energy. She comes with the hits every single time. Y'all give it up for
What's up, yo, Bernie? Yo, queen, what's going on, T. Smiley? I see y'all holding
what up, boo?
Hey, look, I survived another day at that job, so it's
man,
all good.
Do you hear me?
What they say? What they say today is what? Hump day.
Hump day.
That part. Listen, man, I we all survived. Thank God, okay? We got to do it again
tomorrow. dog. You had to remind me.
Man, do it again tomorrow. Boy, this is crazy. I am, yeah, but if you got a job, thank God for the job. And because some people, I guess, you know, they out there, they don't have one. So we thanking God for those of us who do have JOBs around here. For those of you who are looking, listen, it's a lot of school districts hiring right now for school bus drivers and cafeteria workers and teachers. And it looks like they just need a body, okay?
I thought about going. Come in, Coach.
Yeah, so they just need a body to show up. They got
a body. I got you.
Listen, these teachers these school districts right now, they got a shortage, sis.
Yes, they do. And you know, my heart goes out to all of the school districts across the nation because it's not just here, it's everywhere. My daughter is a teacher. She's a coach. And the shortage that they have in Arizona where she lives, it is just crazy. They need everybody. You know, like you said, from the bus driver, I'm not even going to start there. I'm going to start at the crossing guards. They need crossing guards. They need coaches. They need everything. And when I say everything, they need everything.
Everything.
And,
you know,
yes,
they got to be willing to pay.
They're
not willing to pay.
No, they're not. They're not willing to pay. And that's why it takes special people to be a teacher in the school districts. Because me, I know, I've driven school bus before. And I had a young man to tell me when I asked him to put his phone down and quit, you know, talking so loud. He said, I'm a grown MSA man. What?
Wow.
Oh, you a junior in high school. And so you want to talk to the bus driver like that. You know, I will never forget it because they got out on a Thursday before Easter. And so I turned the bus around and I went back to the school, called for the Prince Security to come out. Because he needed to be escorted off my bus. First thing.
Absolutely.
You're not going to talk like that. You're just not going to do
Absolutely.
That. I am not going to allow that. So I had him put off my bus. He said, I got to go home. And I said, how are you going? He said, on your bus. I said, no, not today. I said, you a grown MSA man. So go ahead and find your way home.
That part.
And I drove off. And, you know, I'm old school. That old school snatch the bow knot in you, that's me.
That part.
So
that part.
With me being old school like that, I can't touch it. I can't touch it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm CDL, Class B. I'm overqualified. Passenger endorsed. But I can't. You can have it, T. T. Smalley, I take it.
Man, listen. I was just sitting up here thinking. I was driving. I'd be driving home, and I'd be seeing those signs in front of school, talking about the school bus driving, talking about how you get paid $21 an hour, you get paid training. I said, boy, that makes sound good. And I thought about it, but after you said that story, you know what I'm saying? I ain't old school, but you know, I would throw them hands.
Yeah, you be them busting by them hands.
But see, I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because they kids. So, yeah, I'm about to steer clear from the school bus driver. That's not my field.
You have to have a passion. Don't misunderstand me. I love the kids, and the kids love me. I always ask, why do they love me? Because I'm that parent. I am that parent that will snatch you. When you're speaking out of line. Now, in today's times, kids feel like if I can't say what I want to say, then you're mistreating me. Well, thank God mine grown. Honey, they would really catch it in today's times. I do believe in a child being able to speak their feelings. don't be disrespectful with it.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
talk to me like I'm your friend because we're not friends. That's the last thing you should think of a parent being a child.
Agreed.
Is that my mom is my friend. No, your mom is your mom first. And somewhere down the line, she's your friend. But in today's times with the relationship that some people, not all, have with their children, it flows off, and the way it flows off onto others from the children, it doesn't give these teachers and bus drivers enough respect.
They don't get enough respect.
Hey,
they don't get enough pay.
That's my opinion, being on both sides of the.
I agree. You know, it's just difficult. It's tough. Y'all pray for your teachers. Pray for your bus drivers, because the kids are coming out. They're getting on the bus acting crazy. They're getting out of school, getting on the bus acting the nut, and coming home to you and acting innocent. So please pray for your bus drivers and your teachers and the custodians and everybody else. You know, those kids tear those bathrooms up. They tear those bathrooms to shreds. Those poor custodians, I tell you. They something else with it. But it's all good. All good. I got a story for tonight for you guys. It's story time. Shout out to a few trail brothers who were scheduled to come on to the show tonight. Didn't make it, but that's okay because we're going to get them back on, and I'm going to schedule them on the Cave Radio Show specifically because T. Smiley shares their last name. So we'll get them on the show. But I do have a story I got to share with you guys tonight. Let me ask you guys a question. What is, again, put your kids in the bed. Disclaimer, put your children in the bed. At this point, they should already be in the bed. 3, 2, 1, here we go. I gave you time. What is the strangest place that you have ever had sexual intercourse?
What?
Yeah, I need to know. I got it's the reason why I'm asking. Fernice, I'll let you go first.
Oh, my God, the strangest place? Oh, my Lord, girl, you know, I got to think back, you know.
That part. Well, she said it's been a long time. Been a long time since I yanked on some chandeliers. Okay, while you're thinking, T. Smiley, come on.
No, I think she got it. I think she got it.
Go ahead,
Pete. Oh, man. You put me on the spot.
Yep.
Man.
Yep. Come on, man.
Put me on the spot.
Come on, man. It's after the lights go out, man. Come on.
All right. So, let's see. You said the strangest place.
Strangest place. Y'all don't be shy.
I'm not being shy.
So,
just,
this is the thing.
I'm trying to figure out which one would be a strange one.
Man, T. Smiley, you done better than that. The back of the Walmart.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Inside Dunkin' Donuts.
Nah.
Inside a dumpster. Talk to me. What is your what's your strangest place?
I don't consider it strange.
Okay. Well, what's the craziest place that you would think that you've done it at?
Okay, I can answer that.
Okay. Apartment.
Park.
What'd you say?
A park.
Okay. Okay.
At my mama house on the couch in the living room.
I'm gonna need you to get your life in order. I'm gonna need you to be real strange. I'm gonna need you to start coming up with some strange.
I'm
gonna need you to take your woman and do some strange things with her, and just come up with some places. How about that? Is that like a plan? Okay. for those of you who are new to We Talk Radio, I am his woman, by the way. Oh, that's funny. And we did not. That was not me on the mama couch. I'm sorry. That one was not me.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious. Okay. Okay, so I got a story I want to tell you guys.
No, uh-uh. You got to go.
Oh, I got to go. What strangest place? The church, probably one of the strangest, most horrible places I've ever done anything. So we can leave it there.
All right.
Story time.
I'm going to have to question you about that later.
It wasn't the pastor. So a couple was arrested after having sex on a Ferris wheel.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound strange? A Ferris wheel.
A Ferris wheel.
So what had happened was a Ferris wheel. So there were four witnesses that told police they saw the couple actually engaging in intercourse on the amusement park ride. This happened on this past Sunday in Cedar Point, okay? They were actually on this huge, giant wheel. David Davis and Heather Johnston, they're both 32 years old, okay? Now, they were allegedly, we have to say allegedly, even though there were four witnesses, they were allegedly seen having sex while on the giant wheel, okay? Now, this is according to the police report. There were the two were confronted by the Cedar Point police and the security before the Sandusky police were actually called. So they, you know, the Cedar Point, you know, at this amusement park or whatever, they came out and did their thing, and then they called the actual popos, you know, to come out and do their thing, right? So there was a group who included two juveniles, two kids, who were on the cart below the couple on the Ferris wheel. And they say they saw the cart shaking, and they could feel the cart shaking. And they saw the man and the woman both exposed on the ride. The couple actually denied it in the beginning. They was like, no, we didn't. David said, Heather dropped her cigarette pack, and I just bent down to help her pick it up. But later on, they admitted, we did. They were arrested and transported to the jail, and they've been charged with a misdemeanor of first degree. That's right. So now the second part of that question is, what you say?
Sometimes that fine is not worth that good sex.
It ain't worth it. It's not worth it at all, you know. Ew, man, listen, you talking about in trouble. Now you got a record, you got a first-degree misdemeanor on your record for having intercourse in a Ferris wheel. Now, mind you, somebody got to come behind that and sit on it. Ferris wheel, you done had your dirty raw booty at. And how big is this Ferris wheel? What position? I need more information.
For real.
He had to have had her bent over on that Ferris wheel. It's shaking it. It was shaking and rocking. So you mean
but
to tell me you...
an amusement park,
part.
Not like walking park.
No, they were in an amusement park. Right. Mm-hmm.
You couldn't hide behind bushes. You couldn't... That was stupid.
Go get in your car.
Go home.
She probably said, go home. Go home.
Go get a road. But if you live too far away.
Listen. They said they couldn't wait, T. Smiley. They said it had to go down right now.
Listen. Sometimes nerves be there, but, you know, you got to control it. You know what I mean? You can't just get out in public, man. You know what? I got a story.
Uh-oh, you were out in public and you got...
Not me. Okay, so we were, you know, at the strip, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were recently out of town. We went and did our bachelor and bachelorette party in Vegas. And so I believe that was Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
We were outside, you know, hanging out, talking, you know, before we went in the club or whatever. And it was this couple that got out this truck, and they went to the back of the truck, and they was just kissing and touching and all that. And so one of the guys that was with me pulled his phone out, decided he wanted to record it. I was like, oh, my gosh. So they were, you know, he ended up, you know, putting, you know how the police tell you to turn around, put your hands on the car, stretch your leg? So think of that position right there, right? She's hands on the back of the truck, legs spread. She got on some little shorts. This guy goes to the side, and all you see was
he put his hand in there.
He put his hand in there. He was going to town, right? So they're in the parking lot. So we're over behind the trees and the bushes right now because they like.
So y'all stalking them behind the trees and the bushes.
Yeah,
so right now
we're like, okay, they don't know we're over here, right?
Private investigators.
Yeah,
I love
they
it.
Don't know we're over here. So.
Oh, my goodness.
So this guy goes, somebody else pulls up, right? And so they pull up and they park. And then the guy takes his hand out, you know, and she still, you know, looked like she's still enjoying herself when nothing was happening. And so the guy kind of looked, and so he went on up to the club and was over there talking to the security guy and the guy back at the truck, the couple back at the truck, they continued, right? And so this black security guard, he's walking the parking lot, and so, you know, he looks over, he see him doing it, right? So he's just making his round, so he come back around and he goes over to talk to him, and, you know, they stop or whatever, and the cop, you know, he talks to him or whatever, and then he walks off. Well, he decided before they left, he wanted her to you know, play with him a little bit. You know,
the guy,
the
couple. Oh my god!
so wow. All you know, next thing you know, he's on the wall. He's on the back of the.
Oh my god! And so y'all are still stalking.
Yeah,
my god!
We're still stalking because we're like, man. What's about to happen? You know what I mean? Like, what's about to happen? No, she didn't go down there. But what she did was she pulled it out, right? She pulled out the thing at the top of the
building. Just, giving him
the hand job, you know.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
Hey, this is Wednesday night. You know, this is a good story. You know what I mean? So she was doing that to him for a while. And then next thing you know, we see him, like, doing his move. And we was like, oh, he finished.
Oh, no.
And so, you know, when they heard that, you know, they hopped in the car real quick and tried to leave, but it was like, we already got the.
So you mean to tell me.
We got the story.
Y'all was recording it too? Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And it's definitely legal to record people in Texas. I've heard that, unfortunately. Mm. Wow.
Well, I mean, you might as well say it's been forever.
Wow. And this was in Vegas. This wasn't even in Texas. This was in Vegas.
This was in Vegas.
Oh, my goodness.
In the parking lot.
At the strip club.
At the strip club. In the parking lot.
Wow.
But I tell you something, we've seen more action outside than we've seen inside. I'll just say that.
Oh, my goodness. It was that bad in the strip club? In Vegas? Now, come on, T. Smiley.
No, it was. It was.
Did they have no acetal syndrome? Talk to me.
They had attitudes. They had all that.
Strippers with attitudes. Now, that's what I'm talking about. It ain't nothing like a stripper with attitude, baby. Okay? These strippers nowadays, you know, they want. Right. They want hundreds of dollars. They don't want no ones no more. They want the big dollars. They going for the big bucks. They say, I'm going to be out here
for ones back in your face, don't they?
Yeah. Listen, I mean, it's not what it used to be anymore. It's all about the money. It's monkeypox. Oh my goodness, yeah. I wouldn't even dare nowadays with monkeypox going on. I don't even want to touch you because you just touched all 15 of them. So I don't know, right? It's a lot. It's a lot to think about. COVID was one thing. Now we got monkeypox. It's like, where y'all think monkeypox came from? Seriously, animal booty hole or what? What are we talking about here? Because clearly,
oh, God,
monkeypox just came out of nowhere.
You know, I can't remember what state it was in, but it was a mom that took a child to the hospital. And they turned the child away. because the child was broke out in bumps, but he didn't have the monkey pox. That's why they turned him away. He had chicken pox. So the hospital knowledge don't even, at this particular hospital, I'm going to Google it, and I'm going to have it a hot topic on Monday also, so that we can go in a little bit more depth about that, you know, because people are afraid of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what gets me about people being afraid of the unknown, because their knowledge doesn't go that far. You get up every day and you take steps and you believe that your feet and your legs will hold you up. You sit down in chairs and you believe that chair will hold you.
Mm.
You get in your vehicle and you believe that you're going to make it from point A to point B. You believe that and you know that, but you're afraid of the unknown. It's not for certain that you will make it to the store. It's not known that you will be able to walk. So this hospital kind of panicked and turned that family away. The baby had chicken pox. So, you know, this monkey stuff, I understand. It's scary. All of it's scary to me. You got monkey pox over here. You got corona over here. You hear what I call COVID, corona, because that's what it is.
Right.
and you know, you have all these other issues people are sick from on an everyday basis. Every time I have all year round allergies, and I can walk into a building and I can cough and sniff, and they look at me like she got COVID. Well, if that's the case, if I have the sign, I've had them for the last 20 years. That's how long I've been in Texas. Wow. Didn't have this problem. So I think it's safe for me to say, since I have all the symptoms all year round, since I moved to Texas, Texas gave me COVID.
Oh my God, Daddy! Oh, it's hilarious. I love it.
Real talk, though. Real talk.
It has been a crazy ride with this COVID, this monkeypox, all this other stuff. People losing jobs, people losing houses, people homeless on the street. I mean, it's just, it's really, really sad. So we're definitely, you know, keeping the world lifted in prayer, for real, for real. On Monday night, we'll be back. Of course, we've got a very special guest. No, we don't have a special guest Monday. We got a special guest Wednesday, Mickey Howard. Mickey Howard is going to be here next Wednesday. I know, right? Super exciting. So we're going to have some fun with Mickey Howard. And Monday night, Bernice is going to come, and she's going to let us know about that story she just talked about. And I'm also going to tell you about another story. You know, we've been talking about parents doing crazy things, right? Parents are crazy about their kids. Well, one parent in Georgia, she was a mother who she was arrested after the police say she pepper sprayed a bus full of elementary children. Honey, child, listen, we're going to talk about that on Monday, because I don't know what was on her mind, okay? Don't know what was on her mind, but, yeah.
She don't even know what was on her mind.
She don't even
how
know
you
what
handle
was on
that.
Her own mind. You show right.
She don't.
She has no clue.
Wow.
She has no clue. Yeah. Parents are just doing some crazy things nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. We got this football coach here in Texas.
Oh.
I think this weekend it was a football game, little league football game or something. It was some kind of football game. Well, one of the opposing team coaches were getting into it. Well, one of the coaches has a brother who was there, and the brother came from out and started getting into it with the opposing coach also, and ended up shooting the opposing coach in front of his whole family. You know, just crazy right here. He had three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, and I'm sure they were all there. It's just, that's devastating. You know, whenever you're doing like little league stuff, that, football, stuff like that, you're not really getting paid for that. You volunteering your time, you know, to come out there and do that, you know, to a certain degree, you know. So that's just sad, you know.
Yeah, his name was Michael Hickman. And, you know, all prayers go out to the Hickman family, all those involved, all those children who witnessed that. You know, it's one thing for an adult to witness death like that. And it's another thing for children. On the news, there was a man speaking, I'm taking it that he was another coach. He was telling that some of the kids said that they don't want to play football anymore. This was, for every child that was there, this was a life-altering event.
Right.
Some of the kids may not even recover from this event.
Right.
So a lot of the kids who was on the straight and narrow, they may go a totally different way now because adults lose their cool. I have been in an argument with I call him ride or dyer football fan. When you get so mad about a team, first thing first, it's not yours. Two, you don't get any money from that. You don't get no residual income from this company. And you're so mad to the point to where you're mad and you're sweating and you're in someone's face yelling about a game because your team lost, because your team is being talked about. Welcome to the players. This is how the players play. You in the club with the players? So play. There's no need to lose your cool. And as an adult, I didn't like the feeling because, you know, I'll tell people I have 28 other people that live inside my head. I never know which one of them going to pop off. So don't do that. Keep your composure as a joke when that happens. And when something traumatic happens like that to a child, it is terrifying and it's sad. And it doesn't make us any better as adults. Because we're acting like little kids. So I do hope and pray that this incident, I hate that it happened, but I pray that this wake up a lot of people in the way they think, in the way they carry themselves and carry out at these games. There's no coming back from death. And when you do the crime, you're going to do the time. So all my prayers go out to the Hickman family, to all those little kids and their families. I'm praying for their parents because they're going to have to deal with the nightmares. I'm praying that God gives all of them strength, the courage, the understanding that they need to get through this because it's going to take some praying to get through this.
Amen, Queen. As a matter of fact, with that all being said, we are going to close out the show tonight with a beautiful prayer from our girl, Fern Fern. Go ahead and Fernie can close us out in prayer, please.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you on this blessed day that was not promised, that we're so gratefully thankful for. We come to you asking you, Lord, to look over all of us, the land. Father God, bless the Hickman family. Bless those that was involved, God. Help them understand the message that is being sent through this. Father, we're praying for all the teachers across the land. We're praying that you give them the strength, the understanding, the courage to keep pushing through and being just who they are because they're special. They are special people, and our children need special people. We're praying that you open up doors so more special people will be able to join the ones that are already there to teach our children so that they may grow and prosper in life. We're asking for covering, Lord. We're asking for blessings. We're asking for your grace and your mercy. We're asking for all of those who are bereaved, sick, can't think straight for themselves. We're asking that you remove the clouds. And until we meet here again on Monday night. We pray for your blessings and your covering in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I am super excited and delighted to have a beautiful young lady here with me tonight. She was sleeping, but somehow she woke up. I actually have my grandbaby in the studio. Today is her fourth birthday.
Happy
so I want her
birthday.
To say, yeah, say goodnight, Legacy.
Good night.
She is super amazing.
Goodnight,
everybody have
happy
a blessed
birthday.
And wonderful evening. She said happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yay. She is the youngest radio personality in the world, okay? She's been on the radio since she was 2 years old, probably younger than that, actually.
Yes,
y'all,
definitely.
Shout out to Legacy. She's going to have her own show next year, and she just started pre-K. So kids are in the bed, but for this one, I had to go ahead and get her up for a second so she could say goodnight since it is her birthday. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, we just want to say thank you again for being a part of the show. And we appreciate you all for tuning in to After the Lights Go Out right here on We Talk Radio Network. We will see you on Saturday live at 10 a.m. for the Cave Radio Show on We Talk Radio. This one right here is the Nunu, Poppy Trail. Good night.
To see ya, right by myself cause I don't need ya. Ain't got no friends, don't do features. Ain't trying to be rude, I just don't need ya.
Right.
Told her to do it, she did it. Wonder why always they fit it. Ain't talk about money, we get it. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Speed off in the G5, we went with the stars, yeah. Bad from Jamaica, dirty dancing on me. Gucci slides on the beat, it be the booty for me. Got a new Benz, got a new house, got a new tat on my sleeve, yeah.
Girl, you feelin' a vibe, girl, you feelin' a vibe, yeah, yeah. Set you down a ride, set you down a ride, yeah, yeah. Girl, you feelin' a vibe, girl, you feelin' a vibe, yeah, yeah. Set you down a ride, set you down a ride, yeah, yeah.
I let you know I ain't regular, I be on shit for you regular. My baby bad, she ain't regular, I get that money on schedule. I let you know I ain't regular, I be on shit for you regular. My baby bad, she ain't regular, I get that money on schedule. Pull up in that no. Chick by my side looking like no. I don't ever re-rock nothing, only no. Pull up in that brand, no. Yeah. Around the world, they saying I'm in. Yeah. She opened the door, now she bringing her friends. Yeah. If I hit it once, I don't hit it again. Yeah. If I wear it once, I don't wear it again. Yeah. Around the world, they saying I'm in. She opened the door, now she bringing her friends. Yeah. If I hit it once, I don't hit it again. Yeah. If I wear it once, I don't wear it again.
Girl, you feelin' a vibe, girl, you feelin' a vibe, yeah, yeah. Said you down a ride, said you down a ride, yeah, yeah. Girl, you feelin' a vibe, girl, you feelin' a vibe, yeah, yeah. Said you down a ride, said you down a ride, yeah, yeah.
I let you know I ain't regular, I be on shit for you regular. My baby bad, she ain't regular, I get that money on schedule. I let you know I ain't regular, I be on shit for you regular. My baby bad, she ain't regular, I get that money on schedule. Pull up and then no. Chick by my side looking like no. I don't ever re-rock nothing, only no. Pull up in that brand, no.
Thanks for tuning in to After the Lights Go Out. Woo! What an amazing show. This is your favorite producer, DB, on We Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.